Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for February 20th. Going to get you caught up on Q's post for the week. Those of you following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QMap.pub, and QAlerts.app. If you have an Android device and you would like to get updates from Q when he is posting, the QMap app is available in the Play Store, as well as the Q Alerts. My theme for this broadcast is All for a Conspiracy. On February 18th, Q posted a link to the latest video by Awakening Greatly, titled Ask the Q. And this is a wonderful video. I love the music. I love the message. This is their second video. Both of their videos have been posted by Q, and they're working on a series, and this is the second one, so I'm looking forward to seeing what the next one is going to be like. The video pits the narrative that Q is a conspiracy against the evidence that evil people in positions of power are being brought to justice. I'm not going to include it in this broadcast, but you can go on YouTube and look for the Ask the Q video. You should be able to find it, or you can just click on the Q link on any of the websites that host Q posts. The media like to portray Q as a fringe movement with very few followers. If they admitted how popular the movement is, more people would want to learn about Q. So that's why you'll always see in mainstream media news reports that Q is a fringe conspiracy theory, that very few people are following it. Actually, that's not true. That video that was created 2 days ago has got over 300,000 views in just 2 days. For those of you who are wondering about numbers, on August 1st, during a question and answer session, Q estimated that the total number of people tracking Q at that time was 52 to 58 million people worldwide, and that there were 300 to 350 million people worldwide who were aware of Q. So probably have a lot. I would imagine at this point we have probably at least twice as many people following Q right now. Nate Kane was Q'd last night for his tweet, which was a video of the president speaking at the Phoenix rally last night. And Nate said, to those who think there will never be justice, think again. Real Donald Trump seemed pretty confident tonight. I hope you're going to be happy. That implies that he has knowledge of something is coming. And here is the video.
Crooked Hillary spent at least three times more than we did and lost. Crooked as hell. She's crooked as hell. We have a double-sided justice. It's very unfair what's going on. Very unfair, but let's see how it all works out, folks. Let's see how it all works out. I hope you're going to be happy. I hope you're going to be happy, because there are a lot of dishonest slime balls out there. Dishonest scum. Dirty cops. A lot of dirty cops. And by the way, the FBI, those guys in that are incredible, but the ones on top, they were absolute scum. And what they were trying to do, if that happened to Obama or a Democrat, or especially a liberal Democrat, they'd be in jail for 50 years, and it would have taken place 2 years ago already. They spied on our campaign, remember that. And after they spied, we won. And then after we won, they tried to get us out of office. It's never happened before in the history of our country. And we can't let that happen. We can never, ever excuse it. We can never let them get away with that.
I think that the president's demeanor and everything that he messages to us indicates that justice is coming. Sapno is cued for an article that she co-wrote, which is published by the New York Times, that claims Victoria's Secret fosters a culture of bullying and misogyny. Q posted a link to the tweet and the article, and there's a repost of an old drop, Les Wexner, founder of Victoria's Secret, connect the dots, Q. And then the new post from Q is Epstein in brackets, Wexner in brackets. The story goes much deeper, darker in brackets, Q. So we know that Les Wexner provided funding for a lot of what Epstein has done over the years, was one of his main clients, actually. Epstein managed the finances of Les Wexner. And they have a lot of, I'm sure, dark things that have not yet been reported on. L Brands, by the way, CEO Les Wexner is going to be stepping down, and Victoria's Secret has been sold to a private equity firm. And I just wanted to make this note. In the above post, people have been noticing that the post numbers are wrong. The post that Q took a screen cap of, the post number is 3365, and that is actually an incorrect post number. The correct post number is 3366. This was posted on a now defunct website that In the Matrix put up. That website is no longer available to the public. The current one has a correct post number. So if you're wondering why the numbers are off, that's the explanation for that. A baker posted this. We have Victoria's Secret model with angel wings, and we have Baphomet with wings, and suggesting here that the problem at Victoria's Secret is maybe a little more satanic than the New York Times article led us to believe. Q responded, "Thank you, bakers. The best is yet to come," in brackets, regarding the mainstream media, when facts and truth are not on your side, what tactics must be deployed? Well, when facts and truth are not on your side, you deploy lies and innuendo. This is a series of Time magazine covers portraying Barack Obama as a really nice guy, and of course all the covers of Trump have been pretty negative propaganda. All right, below that we have, in brackets, PS, what visibly happens regarding hidden, in brackets, rats during a fire, Q. Well, during a fire, hidden rats are forced out of their hiding places. Now, what this PS means in brackets, I'm not sure. Normally, PS stands for Peter Strzok. Is that signaling that he's going to be forced out? I don't know. The context of it could be postscript, because it is PS, comma. So maybe it's postscript. The other possibility is that there's a PS that we don't know about yet, and it's going to be revealed at a future time. So I'm not sure on the decode on that. And let's see. I wanted to mention something here. The file name, FNewsX3820. I went back and looked at Post3820. I looked for documents that are, you know, government documents and things related to fake news X3820. I spent about 15 minutes researching. I couldn't really find anything relevant on this file name. I always try to observe file names. Sometimes I forget, but that's an interesting file name. I'm not sure what it means, though. All right, can you post a link to a tweet suggesting that the mass shooting last night in Germany was inspired by Q? And so we have this link here to a tweet by Oliver Willis, German mass shooter, talked about conspiracy theory. That sounds a lot like QAnon and Trump world. So Q replied, here we go again, what happens when billion-dollar media companies attack and miss, all for a few thousand followers? A few thousand. All for a conspiracy. A public awake is their greatest fear, Q. Well, the media have two plays in their playbook. They write articles trying to falsely connect Q to violence, and then they write more articles condemning Q for promoting violence. So the article that Willis linked to reported that the shooter made no reference to Q, but the dishonest media, never wanting to miss an opportunity to smear those that they perceived to be a threat to their narrative, had to put the innuendo in there that this was related to Q. And that is not unlike this story about the armed man on the Hoover Dam Bridge. He halted traffic and he ended up getting arrested. And BuzzFeed was the first to report on this, saying that they tried to connect him to Q because he had a sign that he held up that said release the OIG report. Now, this guy never mentioned Q, never mentioned anything about Q. But the media has since then continually pushed the narrative that this guy was inspired by Q, even though there is no actual evidence that he was connected to Q at all. And that's just kind of how they roll. All right, that brings us up to date on all of Q's messages. Please continue keeping me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. He's in Colorado tonight at the rally. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.